and turned the journal face down beside the Lazy Susan. She put breakfast in front of him, a steaming mound of scrambled eggs, an English muffin with raisins, 5 strips of crisp country-style bacon. Good eats. She slipped into the seat opposite him in the breakfast nook and lit a Vantage 100. January and February had been tense. Too many discussions that were only disguised arguments. Too many nights they had finished sleeping back to back. But they had reached the modus vivendi. She had stopped dunning him about his weight, and he had stopped yapping at her about her pack-and-a-half-a-day butt habit. It had made for a decent enough spring. And beyond their own private balance, other good things had happened. Halleck had been promoted, for one. Greeley, Pensley, and Kinder was now Greeley, Pensley, Kinder, and Halleck. Heidi's mother had finally made good on her long-standing threat to move back to Virginia. Linda had at last made JV cheerleaders, and to Billy this was a great blessing. There had been times when he had been sure Lynn's histrionics would drive him into a nervous breakdown. Everything had been going just great. Then the gypsies had come to town.
"Thinner,"
the old gypsy man had said. And what the hell was it with his nose? Syphilis? Cancer? Or something even more terrible like leprosy? And by the way, why can't you just quit it?